Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show, the podcast that takes you through and gives you a daily snippet of what's going on in cryptocurrency. Guys, and if you want to find more information about me in a visual sense, please jump on tradercobb.com or you can go on my socials at Twitter, Trader Cobb, as well as Facebook and YouTube. To get heaps and heaps and heaps of free content, it's all there. Subscribe to the channels and get your hands dirty. So, what happened last night? What's happened recently? Well, a little bit of what we call FUD. and basically, there is talk of, was Binance hacked? Binance was hacked. Was Binance hacked? No, Binance wasn't hacked. What's going on? And this is the sort of stuff that causes massive emotional reaction within our markets, and it's gone absolutely nuts. So we've seen that Bitcoin has fallen back below $10,000. So we're not in the best position right now. But until we break down through the level that is the higher low at 9,324, I'm not too concerned because that won't be. Sorry, if we break that level, it'll be a downtrend on the daily, and we're not there yet. But I wanted to go through and discuss a couple of things with you. One, I'm not concerned about this at all. I was at another meetup yesterday looking at some ICO projects that I was very impressed with, speaking to a number of the people within the industry, within the marketplace, and people in the know. It's just a really, really wonderful thing to do is to get out there and speak to people in this space. I've never had networking events where I've been able to meet such high caliber people so frequently and easily. If you're in the traditional business world, it's generally quite difficult to get access to CEOs, to get access to lead head developers, to get access to the creative teams of big companies. But when you're in crypto, it seems to be that everybody comes together and shares their ideas, and it's wonderful. It's a truly amazing place to be, to do business, to meet people, and to obviously trade as well. Don't get me wrong, I love the market. So one of the things that we were discussing yesterday was there was a story out here in Australia in the newspaper that was talking about, and I'm sure no matter whereabouts you are in the world, you've heard this story or heard wind of this, where people are talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, it's going to end the world. It cannot be sustainable because of the electricity that are required to mine the projects and blah, 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 blah. And they're right. You know, if we keep on this path right now, they're absolutely right. We will not be able to sustain our future as a human race. And it's wonderful to hear people saying that. And it's wonderful to hear people waking up to these absolute facts. Why don't we talk about that for oil and gas? Why are we only talking about that for cryptocurrency? Why do we go and drill massive holes in the earth to suck resources out that we know will run out, that we know pollute our environment? Why in Australia is our government talking about this Adani mine? If you don't know what that is, it's one of the largest, I think the largest coal mine in the world. They're talking about putting ships through the middle of the Great Barrier Reef, one of the seven wonders of the world. All for what? A few thousand jobs. Excellent. Bravo. But yet, here we are, cryptocurrency, that's the demon. So that's quite funny because we started talking about it, right? We talked about this subject quite frequently. It was a topic of conversation, certainly wherever I went, because I was quite interested in hearing people's opinions. The other story that I read yesterday in the newspapers here, and I often don't read these stories, but they were pointed out to me by others, so I did read them, was that Silicon Valley is having the biggest brain drain away from tech, well, sorry, it's into tech, but into blockchain. Never have we seen such a pool of amazing brains into any industry since we saw the dot-com boom. Now, I think this is a wonderful way to link both of these two stories together and actually try and feed some logic to the masses. Unfortunately, I'm not on TV right now saying this, but the podcast is a good platform for me to, you know, present a few ideas. Now, the thing that I'm getting at is this. We have an issue. That issue is that, yes, we do need to have a more efficient way of working this blockchain space and cryptocurrency and mining and all of the above. We know that. Two, so that's the issue. The issue is that we do need to become more efficient. The second part to this issue, which I think is the solution, we have not only got the smartest people in the tech space in the world, moving into blockchain at a very, very fast rate of knots, faster than we saw. Never have we seen anything like it since the dot-com boom. Now, the other really amazing and positive thing that I've learned from being within this space is that people within this space genuinely want to help people. There are some shysters out there. There are people that are unscrupulous. There are people that are out there for a buck. There are hackers. There are pricks. There are assholes. There are some bad people. Don't get me wrong. Every industry has them. All right? But the overwhelming majority in this space, in this decentralized world, in this blockchain world, is let's do things right. Let's give power back to the people. Let's change the world. Now, you get the best brains in the world in blockchain, feverishly pumping away at the pace that Silicon Valley works at the pace the cryptocurrency moves at, and you put in a nice little sprinkling of goodwill and desire to better the way that we live our lives. And you know what? Do I see this as being an issue that can't be solved? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And someone said to me, what do you think about that, Craig? And I said, I don't think about that. I'll leave that to the guys that are meant to think about that. Because they're the ones that are going to solve this problem. We have an issue, but we've got the best brains in the world working to resolve that issue. And not only are they doing it for financial gain, they're doing it for the better of us. And when I say us, I don't just mean the cryptocurrency community. I mean the world. And that's that's powerful. That is super, super powerful. So today you're going to read and watch and listen and hear all this crap about how the markets are going to fall to this level or that level or this level or that level, how this is bad and this is bad and this is bad and this is bad. But I wanted to feed you something. I wanted to feed you something that can take all of that rubbish away and give you a bit of perspective. We've had the best brains in the world right now drawn into blockchain. Every single time I speak with intelligent people about this space, I learn more, and it's always, nearly always positive. Nearly always positive. So I'm not concerned. Look, the fluctuations of this market, that's what we're here for. We're traders, right? Well, I'm a trader anyway. We're here for that. But the industry in its own right is so much bigger than fluctuations. We are still in our infancy here, guys. There are going to be wild swings. They're not going to be around forever. So get used to it for now. It's great. The opportunity is huge. But you need to start to understand that maybe some of the people you're listening to might be some of these turkeys in the hurricane. They might just be people that are spreading rubbish out there. When you get to the nitty-gritty and you start to look within it, and you, if you've been around long enough to understand what an industry that's developing looks like and the key principles for developing a developing market, I'm seeing them right now, and that's why I'm so deeply involved in this space. I'm not concerned if Bitcoin falls further today or tomorrow or the next day, because I believe in this space. I believe in what this blockchain community is doing. Going to make a lot of money, but I'm also going to help to be a part of something that's going to reshape and recreate the way that we not only do business, but live our lives. And that to me is the reason I'm here. I'm truly excited for that, guys. I wanted to give you something positive to kickstart your day in what will no doubt, and I haven't gone and looked at anything out there in the world of, you know, Twitter or Facebook, because I don't really care right now. I'm on my own path. I hope you're on yours. Have a fantastic trading day. Don't forget to give me 5 stars if you like this content, guys. Share it across your socials. Visit tradercobb.com and get more and more content. Sign up to the bi-weekly newsletter. Have a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you all again very, very soon. Keep your tinfoil hats on. It's all good. I'm just kidding. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.